Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code CHICAGO to get 50% off your first 3 months. Now, back to the adventure. So you sort of, you walk to the edge of the maze, you are reminiscent of Arthur's, you know, asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of all you can think about. And for a moment you think about sort of making a foolhardy decision, but you're grown up now. So you make the right call.
I want to go in so bad.
And you turn around. Are you going back to Jack and Jill's? Or where are you going?
I'll take a very long way back.
Okay. You going to stop at Authenticity? Meet a boy band?
No.
No?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, you're lost. All right. So you take a very long way back to Jack and Jill's. And it's almost, it would be conveniently the same amount of time that it would take them to get back as well. But you guys are just kind of taking different routes and they had to go mm-hmm. do a whole thing. So as you guys are getting back at Jack and Jill's around the same 3 minutes of each other, unless you guys were planning on stopping anywhere else.
Nope, we're going home.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You all arrive at somewhat the same time.
Here he is. Hi, Zill.
Hey.
Missed you.
Hey, where have you been?
I just took a walk.
For the whole rest of the day?
Yeah.
Was it a nice walk? Where'd you go?
Yeah, I just, you know, all around.
Did you go shopping?
No, I did not.
Well, guess what? We fixed the animals, so say hi to Cooper and say bye to Melvin because he's not here anymore. And we embarrassed ourselves in front of the king, but that's fine.
Amazing, amazing.
So what's new? Let's
get food. I wouldn't say embarrassed.
I'm very hungry. So
yeah, too. I'm hungry too.
All right, so you're ordering.
But I go up and get Iga because I'm assuming Iga's hungry. And
oh,
I let Iga go for a little fly around to stretch her wings.
And
his wings, excuse moi.
Yeah, I get Cooper some rats as promised.
Great.
So I can just do that and come back.
Yeah. So you go ahead. You go out and you get, you know, you say hi to Croyd, all the good stuff.
So
And then you head back in. Back are you generally staying downstairs, or are you sort of like a right upstairs kind of person?
I think I'm just going to go right upstairs.
All
right.
Mavis like went upstairs to sort of do something, you think, and then she like came back downstairs and ordered herself an alcohol.
One alcohol, please. Alcohol?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think you've seen her drink beforehand, so this is her first time ordering an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, and we just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Well, she had mimosas with Kaya.
You're
brunch.
Right, she That's did. Right.
She's pretending to be drunk.
Brunch.
Right, she definitely had mimosas.
Doses and mimosas.
That's what she
did. She had a cocktail,
did.
Too, that one, I thought, when she was reading her book.
Yes, she did.
So we have seen her drink on multiple occasions.
Yes, you have.
One alcohol, please.
Delete all of that. Delete the whole episode.
I'll take a Bameson on the rocks, make it a double.
A Bameson. All right. And so Mavis goes off, drops something off, comes back downstairs, orders like 3 drinks, and then goes to start taking them back upstairs, just sort of by herself. And you did go upstairs. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't notice that. Never mind. All is kind of well. You guys order dinner. You're sort of sitting at Jack and Jill's. You're eating food. Do you want to make a, what happens next? You guys kind of don't have a game plan.
Well, what do we know when the next task is?
Yeah, what's
like,
the next
when
the tourney is on Friday, it's Wednesday.
Okay, oh, do you guys want to kind of train tomorrow? I mean, do you want to train tomorrow, Kyle?
Yeah, I definitely need to train.
Zill up in the room, right?
Oh, I thought the 3 of you were together.
Oh, we're together?
No. Oh, you went upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So I'm eating like a big bowl of vegetables, and Ika's eating a little mini bowl of vegetables right next to me.
I'm eating chicken tenders.
Roll a perception check.
16.
You hear the soft sound of music that sounds like it's coming from this floor.
What kind of music?
It seems to be like general calming, probably like a more like cello, sort of just like a.
Okay.
Nice.
And it sounds like it's coming from maybe like the wall next to yours, which would.
Mavis.
Yes.
Keep it down. No.
And then you'd occasionally hear like a kind of like.
The heck.
Okay.
So.
I'll leave that for now.
All right. But now you know.
Now I know.
About 20 minutes. Are you planning on just like staying in there for the night? Yeah. All right. Around 20 minutes later, an incense-y smell can be smelled. It's probably a bit brighter. It's more of a sort of a fruitier kind of.
Dragon fruit.
You can hear like she. It almost sounds like she's talking to herself.
I get a glass.
Yeah, you get a glass and you empty it out and you put it up to the wall.
And I try to hear.
And you hear the following.
I make a loud banging on the wall, but like make it sound like something just like hit it.
And she suddenly very quiet. The music continues.
I make a lot of rustling.
All right, you make a lot of rustling.
Gosh, what to do?
What to do? Let me know.
Should I go out? Sure. No. I don't know what to do.
You can go out. You can go talk to your teammates downstairs. You can talk to Mavis. You can... Pray?
I pray.
All right.
Do I hear anything?
No.
Dear gods. What the fuck?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
All right, so you're hanging out for now. So you guys are downstairs talking about what to do next over dinner.
I think that we should practice our dueling tomorrow. I'd be down to maybe... go over some of my moves I've been thinking about.
I think we should also work on our, acrobats and do some weightlifting.
Sure. Maybe we could have a nice training day. Maybe just a calm training day for once. I don't know.
I'm going to say let's do arms, shoulders, and back.
Okay. But we don't want to be too sore. We just want to work on like...
Oh, we'll be fine by Friday.
Well, tomorrow's Thursday. And then the next day,
I'll be fine by Friday.
Okay. I'm gonna pace myself, but I'm gonna work on over my skills. It's gonna be fun. Let's just keep it cool. I don't think that's gonna happen. Do you? I think we're gonna end up. Something's gonna end up distracting us. Hopefully not. We gotta get our head in the game. I don't know. I think. Like, where has our focus been on this tournament?
On winning.
Yeah. Have we lost it?
No.
All
right, what has Zil decided to do?
I leave the room.
You leave the room.
I knock.
On Mavis' door?
On Mavis' door.
Okay. You knock. There's a sound of some shifting. The music stops. There's a sound. There's some...
I go back in my room.
And then the door opens as like... You see, as she, like, sees you going back into your room, she's like, I gotta,
Hey, Mavis.
Hi.
Just go back to doing your thing, you know, I'm just gonna...
Where'd you go?
Just around.
How about just a thought? You never leave me with them again.
I mean, you stayed with them.
It's like staying with ants for the weekend. Please God. Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. And then she shuts her door.
Hey, Kai.
Yeah?
I just remembered. You never told me what you got earlier at the store.
I just forgot. I gotta go meet.
No, wait. Brianna grabs Kai by the shoulder. I grab Kai by the shoulder.
And I might, like, out of just self-defense, Kai, like, I get her hand
Kai,
off.
Kai, what did you get at the store?
You know what, Brianna? It's really none of your business.
What did you get at the
store?
What did you get at the store? What did you get at the store? What?
Four very expensive healing potions.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I have them right here, and I show them.
Okay, fine. Then why'd you run away earlier?
Because I just had a moment of being really overwhelmed, and Mavis's presence really just...
I'm worried you're going to do something rash.
Something rash?
Yeah. I'm worried.
Brianna, and I held out my hand. I was like, can you just trust me?
I do trust you.
Shake my hand then and prove that you trust me.
Well, okay, I do trust you.
Thank you.
I hired you at one point in my life, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and thank you for that.
Well, sure. But I hope that whatever you're not telling me is worth not telling me, because I'm a good friend and I can keep a good secret.
I know you can. And if I feel that someone needs to know, you're the first and only person I'll go to.
Okay, great.
So wait. How are you and Mavis doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Me and Mavis?
I feel like you guys gotten like a... I just noticed like some tension.
Well,
like,
yeah. I was trying to keep a really level head with her, you know, mm-hmm. kind of be like the middleman, because I feel like Zill's really defensive of Mavis, and then you hate Mavis. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to be in the middle ground. But then she laughed at me when I was like really trying to go like extend myself, and I kind of didn't. That was the last straw.
What did she say to you?
Well, she was just laughing at me. And
you were there.
She just said.
No, I said, what did she say to you?
I'm saying you were there when she laughed at her for the love potion perfume thing.
Yeah, she laughed at me.
Well, yeah, no, I know that, but like. Did she say anything like about us?
Okay, yeah. Well, after we got like into a heated discussion when you ran off, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because she just claims you guys aren't good people.
I know.
She just really doesn't trust you guys. So like, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I don't believe her. But I think it's important that we just keep treating her like a good person until she starts being one. And that's hard because sometimes I can be very immature back, but I have to fight the urge. Because we have to keep, despite her punk personality, unless I have reason to believe that she is destroying our team, then I can't do anything. Because right now it's all attitude.
Okay.
Right? Don't you think?
I mean, I don't know. She usually comes
up. How are you and Mavis?
I mean... I'm ready to kick her fucking ass.
I did tell her that I would find out why she's here. I told her that, which is
well, yeah,
crazy.
That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out, too. Maybe we can, like, work together on it.
Are you talking about an alliance of some sort?
Yeah, but, you know, this is like a Zill, like, I just, like, I know Zill's really sensitive around this, so I think it's best maybe we just keep it, like, between us for now. I'm not saying leave her out of anything.
Yeah.
But just keep it, you know?
You wouldn't like it if we included you in this. You would,
because I gotta be honest with you. I think Zill's keeping something from us.
She has been acting weird.
I know, and I don't know, and I just like it. It feels really weird to say, but like I think we should just keep it in mind, and just. Look out, you know?
Wow, this is strange.
I know. I'm wondering if it has something to do with, like, Olivia or, like...
So you guys have been having this conversation for a long time, and I will mention at some point that Mavis does come down. She sort of has her own thing going. She comes down and she orders herself another drink and just goes upstairs. So you do have to be quiet at some point.
Okay, I go...
we're not talking that loud.
I know, you're probably not, but I'm just letting you know that Mavis comes and walks through at one point.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah?
We haven't gossiped like this in a long time.
I miss this.
Yeah. This used to be like us at the meat shop.
Yeah.
I'd come in, do my deliveries when I had gotten from our supplier, and then checking on how things were going. We gossip about who came in the store,
who you hooked up with. You know, we've known each other for like 3 years now.
That's true. We have. Wow, sister.
Hey.
I guess you're a better sibling than dumbass Frankie.
That's true. And so you guys spend the night bonding. No one makes any other attempts or something that needs to be known this eve. Anything else? Kai?
I'll wait to do it tomorrow. Just spend the rest of the night at Jack and Jill's. What? All right. You know what? I'm hanging out. I'm like, you know what? I've got like another like few hours in me. I go back to excellence.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Do you want me to save it till tomorrow?
Is excellence open?
It's closed because it's sundown.
Oh, my God.
I feel like he works late.
No.
He said he leaves at sundown.
How long has it been sundown?
Like 3 hours. So you head back, unless you're not heading back.
I take the long scenic way back.
All right, you take the long scenic way back. Anything else on this Wednesday evening? You all go to sleep in your respective rooms. I'm making sure that stands true. How are you doing, Carly? You look like you're praying.
Oh, I'm good. I'm just crashing.
Okay. Well, wake the fuck up or else your character might die. Because we're heading to the next day.
Oh, my God.
So,
all right.
How early are you guys waking up?
I wake up very early.
How's very early?
Before any of them get up.
I need to know. What might beat others. Is it sun up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you wake up at sun up. Exactly. And you open the door. The same time Mavis opens her door. And you both are kind of like standing there. Mavis goes, Oh. Morning.
What's up?
Not much. I'm gonna head out before they wake up.
So was I.
Well, I guess we're walking the same way then.
Yep.
All right.
I guess. Let's go.
Okay. And so she leaves with you, and you're walking for maybe half a block, and she says, where are you going?
You know, I don't know. Just wondering. Where are you going?
I'm just heading up. Just heading up.
Do you want me to leave you alone?
It's fine.
Oh.
What? It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. You can come with whatever.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. And so you walk with Mavis for a while.
Yeah.
And you're sort of watching the city come to life around you. And you walk past the Midlands, through the Midlands, up into the Merchants District. And she's going in, like, a very specific direction, you'll notice. And she's, like, checking the streets and making sure she's going the right way. Eventually, she sort of stops in front of a store.
What store?
And you turn, and you look, and it is a bakery.
Ooh, yummy.
It is a bakery. It is a bakery. The bakery's name. Sorry. It is a bakery, and it is named Giselle's.
Okay.
And there are these very, very beautiful cakes in the windows. And it just looks really cool, and it's already bustling inside, and there's already a few people inside ordering things. And Mavis kind of, like, stops, and she's like, well, I'm going in. So.
Okay.
you can come. Cool. And so she walks in, and she's not paying attention to you at all anymore. She's just like looking at all like the cakes and different confectionaries that's around her. And you notice that this is sort of the first time that her like shoulders have kind of like released tension, and she's kind of felt safe in the space she's been in.
Mm-hmm. You like cakes?
Do you say that to her?
Yeah.
She kind of looks at you confused, and her guard comes back.
I'm sorry, that was stupid.
And she's like, yeah, a little, yeah.
Cool.
She's looking, and she's looking at the cake specifically, and then she kind of like finds this cute little small one that has sort of like a candied flower on the top and little petals sort of decorating the sides, and she eventually like gets the attention of someone working there, and she orders it. And so the cake is ordered, and they box it up for her. They put it in a really nice box, and then you tie it by the strings, and then you pick it up by the strings. And so they hand it to her, and she just has this small little boxed cake, and she like hands her payment over, and she looks back at you. She was like, okay, let's go. And so you guys leave if you're not getting anything. And
no, I'm not getting anything.
Okay, cool. And you head back side, and she's obviously walking back in the direction to head back to Jack and Jill's.
What's the occasion?
Yeah, it's my birthday. So,
it's your birthday?
Please don't.
Whoa! Yeah. So you're 18.
Oh wait, yeah. It's that time.
No.
Don't worry, I won't tell them.
Thanks.
A rush of energies just entered the room. Everyone is excited to hear that we have finally reached this point.
So she got herself a cake.
She got herself a cake.
Treat
well,
yourself.
Well, you're going back to Jack and Jill's.
Yeah.
That's good for you. I have to actually head off this way. So I'll meet up with you guys later.
Okay.
What is that?
What?
What? You like, what is this? What?
Nothing.
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
I have a scimitar that I want to trade for a rapier. I'm going to see if I can get somewhere early and trade it off.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Right. Also, happy birthday.
Thanks.
And I was at the ruins yesterday. And I go off. And I want to do two things.
Okay.
I do want to try to do that rapier and scimitar thing.
You do it.
Can we just say that happens?
I don't want to go through happens. A whole
thing.
No, I'm...
I can't stand that right now.
No.
And then... I don't know. I want to buy a gift. I want to buy a little gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. gosh. What would Mavis... like
a locket with your face in it.
Ew, what?
Nice. That's what Kai gets all of her friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never wear them, but.
Okay. I want to go get the newest Kobold Boys book.
Okay, good. So you find a bookshop different from a library. You find a bookshop. You purchase the newest Kobold Boys edition. There's one. There's one. There's just 10. There's just like the regular hardback. And then there's a gold edition one that has the author's signature inside.
No, I'm getting another normal.
All right. I'm just letting you know.
How much is it?
10 gold.
Okay. So then, wait. 2, 9, 3. And then, I don't know. I just want to do something nice. And I think about when I she was doing her duel.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it smell like lavender. I just want to get a little piece of lavender and just stick it in the book.
Wow, okay.
I don't know. It's not a thing.
You're just so much... I was just thinking about how unthoughtful I am with my gifts in, like, everyday life.
I'm good at gifts.
I'm just like a trash
No, just thoughtful. Even if she doesn't realize it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What?
No, this is nice.
Yeah, we're just very amazed that this is... we're just... human us who got you a combined Christmas gift because you're very good at gift giving.
Me you getting all of you so individualized good. Gifts.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so yeah, and I get one. How much is the flower?
Literally like 2 copper pieces. So yeah, so you're fine.
And I put it in there. wrap it somehow. I want to get some wrapping.
All right, you find some, you can find some newspaper.
Yeah, wrap it in some newspaper.
There you go.
Put my fanny pack. Go back to Jack and Jill's.
Okay.
Is it how?
It's probably around 8 a.m.
Are they up yet?
I don't know. Are they up yet?
I'm stirring.
Yeah,
she's
I'm
stirring.
Up.
So that's
I'm not, back.
You. She's not on the ground floor, and her door is shut. You hear some movement. Are you, like, continuing?
No. I want to, actually, before I do that, I want to go down to Jack and Jill's, and I want to write a note.
Okay.
And I want to stick it on the thing. Okay. I want to knock on her door. I want to put it on, like, how I did with the Coldwell Boys book first.
Cool.
And I want to go downstairs again.
Okay. Okay. All right, so you leave it there, and then you head downstairs. Kai and Griana, you are?
Stirring.
Tell me about the stirring you're doing.
Well, Aiga and I are waking up, and I'm kind of like humming my jam to myself. It goes a little like,
Great.
Don't let the works. I heard it once.
Took my pain, took my body.
Dun, dun. Anyways, Aiga and I are brushing our teeth together, and then we go downstairs and we get some porridge or whatever, and we go outside and start working out. And then I'm kind of waiting for Kai to join me.
Oh, yeah, I'm already, like, I'm downstairs.
Well, Zill's downstairs, too.
Oh. Downstairs, I'm eating some breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, should we jog to the training center?
Yeah, we were thinking of doing some training before today, like, just kind of, like, warming up so before tomorrow's challenge, we can all kind of be one. Where's
Yeah, how about, it's just, like, a training day.
Yeah, let's do a training. Where's Mavis?
Probably in her room.
Do you want to get her to come with us? I could go get her.
Do you want me to go get her?
No, I can go get her.
Okay, I'll go see. Fine, I go back upstairs. Is it still there? Okay, I pick it up. I knock. Nothing.
You hear some rustling around.
What is she doing?
Is it like bad rustling?
No, just like maybe some like shifting in a bed or. Right?
Hey, Mavis, I know you're probably not going to come, but they just wanted me to ask you if you wanted to train with us today, so I'm just asking that. Okay. Obviously, that's not a real sentence I'm saying.
I need you to roll a perception throw before I do my response.
20.
Nice. Okay.
So you kind of have your ear really close to the door. And you are able to hear the noises. It sounds awful, like this. You hear, you're saying this, and you hear just a sort of like.
What the heck?
Hey, Mavis?
No, I'm not.
Mavis?
Fuck off.
Hey, Mavis? Hey, Mavis. I just want you to know that if you ever need to talk, I'm here for you. And I know it's probably hard because you ran away. And I get that running away doesn't always mean, or like usually running away is running away from something bad. I get that, but I don't know. If you want to do something today, you shouldn't spend your birthday alone. I'm going to tell him to go ahead without me. I'll be here if you need me. I go downstairs and I go, you know, guys, I don't think she's into it, and actually, I did a lot of training yesterday.
I have a sudden flu.
No, I did a lot yesterday. I think I'm pretty good for the tournament. I might do some shopping.
Do you need me to like roll you out or anything?
No, I think I might just do some shopping around town.
What training did you do?
Yeah,
yesterday?
I want
just what I normally do.
Well, what do you normally do?
What do you mean? What do I normally do?
I don't know.
I just worked out.
Okay. Well, did you work on arms, legs?
Maybe say something that makes you not want to go.
Was it body weight stuff or actual weights? Like,
did Mavis say something to make you not want to come?
No, it's just, I don't know.
Can I roll for...
I don't know if she's telling... That is tech... You can... Yes. Yes. Yes, you may. Yep. This is not a deception thing. This is just sort of an insight.
Not a deception thing, but just being like... No. What do you add to it?
Just your insights.
I'm going to roll insight as well.
Your insight Kai,
is wisdom.
Your Kai, yours is plus one.
How'd you know that?
Because I have it written down.
I have an 8.
Oh, I have a... not very high.
Y'all are rolling bad today.
I rolled a 6.
Okay. Yeah, nope. She's like, I've worked out.
Worked out yesterday.
Okay. Well, all right. You're acting kind of weird.
What?
I guess I'm just bummed you're not coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, I haven't really seen you. Like, we barely saw you
yesterday.
We've
just been in panic mode so much, you know, I thought it'd be cool to collect our minds together so we could have a group mind. And
We can have a group breakfast tomorrow before the tournament.
So we won't see you till breakfast?
I mean, you'll see me. And at this point, you hear, like, walking steps down the stairs. And she says, and you hear, oh, good morning. And Scotty. You turn around and Scotty's there.
Hey, Scotty.
And Scotty's like, how are my heroes?
Hoorah! Hoorah!
What are you guys doing today?
Training.
Well, me and Kai are going to go training.
I think I'm just going to take in the city a little bit more.
Oh, cool. That sounds a lot like not getting points, though.
Oh, could we be doing that today?
I mean, you can be doing that every waking moment.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I guess we'll go to the task board.
Yeah, that's exactly where you'd want to go.
All right, let's go to the task board. But Zill's not really feeling like doing anything today, so it might be just a Kai and Griana task.
But, like, it would be really nice if we had some extra help, if you could help out your friends.
And your teammates, but it's okay if you don't. And also, Mavis should come because we all need to work together.
Can you give me a minute then?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Zill walks up the stairs, and then Scotty turns to you guys, and she says, what did you do yesterday?
We returned Melvin the cat.
So you returned Melvin. Very good job. Very, very good job. 400 points. But then what also did you do?
We didn't act as graciously as we could
have. I kneeled to the king. I must note that I kneeled to the king.
And you fist pumped the prince.
No. She tried, but I stopped her.
So just a little, do a little courtesy brush up, you know, kneelings. Your excellencies, those kinds of things.
Do you think we could maybe go back and redeem ourselves somehow?
Please, God, don't do that. I don't know if I can stress this enough. They do run a country.
Oh, Griana, what if there's a task involving the royal family again?
Oh.
And we save.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because we'll know how to act now.
And we'll redeem ourselves. We'll look for a task like that.
Yes. Please.
She goes, all right, just fuck up again, and I'll probably lose my job.
No,
so
no, no.
Don't.
We don't want that to happen. Oh, no. Because the musical's coming.
Right.
It's a musical.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right, and so then you go back upstairs.
So real quick, I change. I wear my normal tank top, my tie-dye tank top.
Nice.
I have my shorts.
Cool.
No jean jacket. No jean vest, just because.
Just because.
I go back. I knock on Mavis's door again. I go, hey, Mavis. So they're making me go with them to do a task or something. We're going to look at tasks to do. So I'm not going to be here for a little bit. But tonight, I'll be here tonight. So if you want to, like, do something, hang out for your birthday or whatever, I'll be here. I'll just walk off.
Okay. All right, so the three of you.
Is Mavis not coming?
No, Mavis is this. I asked her again. She's the same.
Okay, well, she can't get pissed at us.
Yeah.
For doing tasks when she's not there. You get that, right?
You know what?
I get that.
Do you remember when you were a teen? I guess I'm
Yeah, I was training to be a fighter, and then I worked. Yeah.
I was just with Gordor all the time. All right, let's go. Let's go look
All right.
at the task.
So you guys you wake up in the morning, and you...
Wait, the next morning?
Sorry, you wake up, you all talk, you eat breakfast, and you head up to the Merchants District.
You guys want to come over here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you all kind of go.
Come on, Liz.
Oh, sorry, I have to also This one had been marked as Phil.
As what?
This one has been marked. All the ones that I'm taking off have been marked as completed. Great.
Oh, involves dead bodies.
A small band of military officers were killed while on a mission in the Verdant Peaks. Escort their bodies back to Burnfort so they may have a proper funeral. Okay, or...
Nope, two-day journey, nope.
There, okay. There are...
That's a two-day journey.
There are rumors that a ruined site, a two-day travel, okay. Nope. Something has been stealing away the horses.
Ooh, the healing center is seeking assistance in securing an herb local to the Verdant Peaks as essential in curing sickness that is currently spreading through a local foster home. Visit the healing center for details.
That would be really fun. We should do that.
How long will that take?
Probably not 2 days.
With us, though. Yeah.
What are we thinking?
I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
I think the herb.
Herb?
Or
the 200?
Or this one. This one or this one. Something has been stealing away the horses that are in the stables off cliff. Investigate and stop whatever's stealing them away. Visit stable master Sedgwick off cliff for details. Additional points awarded from number of horses returned.
Does that have to do with Bergdorf stables?
No. I don't know, but we can get additional points with this. We don't with this, so I think we should do horses.
I don't think animal handling has not been our strong suit.
Pretty strong in it recently.
Two of us have animal handling though.
Yeah. And speak with animals.
But like
we have nothing with herbs.
Well.
And there's a, okay, yeah. But there's a potential that we could get extra points, so I think we should do. This is sacred to the crown. We could win back the king's trust.
Yeah, but that.
Yes.
Phil also knows nothing about losing the king's trust.
There are rumors, no, kind of. There are rumors that a ruined site.
Here's the thing.
A two-day travel from the city holds several artifacts that are sacred to the crown.
Here's my thing. Hear me out, okay?
Okay.
So for the one where we bring back the bodies, we would get the 300 points. But there's a popular vote, so the people's families would vote for us if we bring the bodies back.
Okay, let's do that.
And we don't have to start it right away, right? Do we have to start it right away? So Katie may shake her head no, so we'll just leave after the tournament.